told Mom and Dad like the Christmas presents I'm giving them. They gave me their own money to buy them.
They'll love the gifts because you chose to give back to them instead of only giving to yourself. Hey, I'm glad to have you with me today on the Countdown to Christmas podcast. I'm Zach, and I'm thrilled to share another exciting Advent story with you today. And then after, we'll talk about it with some kids your age. Do your parents sometimes give you money so that you can buy a present for them? I mean, it's their own money, right? So why don't they just buy the presents for themselves? Well, that's kind of how it is with us and God. Everything that we have on this earth belongs to God. Psalm 24:1 says, "The earth is the Lord's and everything in it." So when we give to God in the offering at church or by sharing what we have with someone in need, it's like we're giving to God from His own money. Here's our story today. It's called Giving Back to God. "Come on, Angie," Lanita said as she studied the Christmas list in her hand. "We've still got gifts to buy before we meet Mom by the Christmas tree. We have to be there in an hour. Come on." "Coming," Angie replied as she pulled her attention away from a man demonstrating a remote-controlled helicopter. She pointed to it, adding, "I think we should get that helicopter for Dad." Lanita shrugged. "Let's see what else we can find first." They were still shopping for their dad's gift when they met their Sunday school teacher and her daughter, Brinley. Mrs. Kimball smiled and pointed to the bags the girls were carrying. "It looks like you're doing some Christmas shopping." "Wow," exclaimed Brinley. "You must have done a lot of work to earn enough money to buy all those presents. Or do your parents give you money for them?"
"We earned some of it," said Angie. "But Mom and Dad gave us extra money to buy gifts."
Brinley grinned. "So you're probably buying your parents' gifts with their own money," she said. "That's what I do, too." In Sunday school the next day, Angie and Lanita grinned at each other when their teacher used them as an illustration. Giving your parents gifts bought with money they gave you is a great example of giving to God, she told the class. Everything we have, life, time, talents, and our money and possessions, comes from God. Even our ability to do good things comes from Him, because we could never do good on our own. We need Jesus to give us goodness. So God sent His Son to earth as the greatest gift of all. But sometimes we forget that everything we have really belongs to God. When we give Him our time or money or use our talents to do good for others, we're only giving back what is rightfully His. Angie raised her hand. "Even though the money from my parents' Christmas gifts comes from me, they still love to get gifts from me, and God does too, doesn't He?" "Yes, He does," said Mrs. Kimball with a smile. "He loves it when His children joyfully give back out of love for all He's given them." Well, I want to hear what you think. Think about all the things you're good at. Each of them is a gift from God, and you can use them to glorify Him. So what is one thing that you're good at, and how can you use it for God? What about you, Izza?
I'm really good at gymnastics. I've been doing it for 7-ish years. I could use gymnastics to glorify God, because if I'm at a competition and I fall and I have like a really bad attitude, that would be not glorifying God. So if I have a good attitude and just think about how I did my best, that is one way to show that I have something higher that is really working in me.
Thanks, Izza. So what about you? Do you remember that all you have comes from God? If you want to send in your answer too, you can send me a voice message at keysforkids.net and tap on open mic in the menu. Just make sure to get your parents' permission first. Every gift you give Him came from Him in the first place, from the money you put in the offering plate to the time you spend helping others. Even the kindness and love you show others came to you through His best gift of all, Jesus. He gave you each of those gifts because He loves you, and He loves every gift you give Him in return. Our key verse is 1 Chronicles 29:14.
Everything we have has come from You, and we give only what You first gave us.
And our key thought, all you have belongs to God. Hey, did you know that you can get the key verse and discussion questions for every Countdown to Christmas episode? Yeah, all you have to do is take Mom or Dad and go to keysforkids.net/countdown. There you can download a printable version of the Countdown to Christmas Advent cards and see all the other Christmas fun we're playing for you on Keys for Kids Radio. I'm Zach on the Countdown to Christmas, a podcast from Keys for Kids Radio at keysforkids.net.